Good morning and welcome to .FM Sunday. The United States is funding a Pakistani remake of the popular TV children's show Sesame Street. In a new effort to win the hearts and minds of Pakistan, USAID, the developmental arm of the U.S. government, is donating $20 million to the country to create a local Urdu version of the show. The project aims to boost education in Pakistan, where many children have no access to regular schooling. The show is to be filmed in Lahore and aired later in the year. The program is part of a series of ventures that is aimed at developing the educational infrastructure of the country, Regina Morgan, a spokesperson for USAID, told the BBC. Education is one of the vital sectors that need help in Pakistan. The show will be set in a village in Pakistan, rather than the streets of New York, with roadside tea and shops, residents sitting on their verandas. The remake will star a puppet called Rani, the 6-year-old daughter of a peasant farmer with pigtails and screws for him, according to Britain's Guardian newspaper. Targeting 5 to 9-year-olds, the series will run on Pakistani national television and regional language channels. Sesame Street is not entirely into Pakistani arts. The original version ran on local TV during the 90s, but it could only be understood across the limited westernized section of Pakistani society. The local version collaboration with Sesame Street Sesame Workshop hopes to change that. In an interview with local edition of Newsweek, Imran, a writer from the series, said the protagonist was a brave and daring girl. She represents what little girl gender by society, said. He said her journey would inevitably touch Pakistan's ongoing fight with militancy, but would not directly refer to religion. We don't label children. The basic learning tools of literacy, numeracy, hygiene, and health eating have to be in place first. Now, here on .FM Sunday, in other wonderful news, a new study has come out that cancer is fueled by extra drinks in health news. Drinking more than a pint of beer can substantially increase some of the cancers, researchers suggest. The Europe-wide study of 363,980 people reported in the British Medical Journal found 1 in 10 all cancers in men, 1 in 33 in women, were caused by past or current alcohol intake. More than 18% of alcohol-related cancers in men and about 4% in women were linked to excessive drinking. The Department of Health said it was taking action to reduce drinking. Cancer charities say people should limit their drinking to lower the risk. The study calculated that in 2008, current and past drinking habits were responsible for about 13,000 cancer cases in the United Kingdom out of a total of 304,000 cases. Previous researchers have shown a link between alcohol consumption and cancers of the esophagus, liver, bowel, and female breasts. When alcohol is broken down by the body, it produces a chemical which can damage DNA, increasing the chances of developing cancer. That is it for this airing of .FM Sunday. Expect one more airing throughout the afternoon hours. And don't forget our weekend edition, our weekend report, and our news final segments throughout .FM Sunday. That is your Sunday for right now. Have a rest of the good morning.